was a tragic Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka with a deadly series of bomb explosions at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now exceeds 200, with perhaps twice that many wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from VOA's Marcus Harton.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. Christian groups have said they face increasing intimidation from hardline Buddhist monks in recent years. However, such harassment is on a relatively minor level, says Jahan Pereira, who heads the National Peace Council in Colombo.
Who target Catholics? There have been anti-Christian sentiment, but it's on a very small scale with regard to these little conversions that are happening in different localities, but not to the extent where people were being killed.
Condemnation of the deadly bombings came in from leaders across the world.
The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it's blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation and rumors. On this Easter Sunday, Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, has urged people to avoid seeking the meaning of life in things that pass away. He asked, why not prefer Jesus, the true light, to the glitter of wealth, career, pride, and pleasure? The pontiff also condemned the terrorism in Sri Lanka. For all the day's news every day, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. This is VOA News. Since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, U.S. President Donald Trump has celebrated the fact he was absolved of collusion with Russia